They tried to suppress the truth-tellers, but the people are called to account in the Haftarah for Vayeshev from chapters 2 and 3 of the prophet Amos. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Thus said Adonai, for 3 transgressions of Israel, for 4 I will not revoke it, because they have sold for silver those whose cause was just, and the needy for a pair of sandals. Ha ha ha, you who trample the heads of the poor into the dust of the ground and make the humble walk a twisted course, father and son go to the same maiden and thereby profane my holy name. They recline by every altar on garments taken in pledge and drink in the house of their God, wine bought with fines they imposed. Yet I destroyed the Amorite before them, whose stature was like the cedars and who was stout as the oak, destroying his boughs above and his trunk below. And I brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you through the wilderness 40 years to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up prophets from among your sons and Nazarites from among your young men. Is that not so, O people of Israel? Says Adonai. But you made the Nazarite drink wine and ordered the prophets not to prophesy. I will slow your movements as a wagon is slowed when it is full of cut grain. Flight shall fail the swift, the strong shall find no strength, and the warrior shall not save his life. The bowman shall not hold his ground, and the fleet-footed shall not escape, nor the horseman save his life. Even the most stout-hearted warrior shall run away unarmed that day, declares Adonai. Hear this word, O people of Israel, that Adonai has spoken concerning you, concerning the whole family that I brought up from the land of Egypt. You alone have I singled out of all the families of the earth. That is why I will call you to account for all your iniquities. Can 2 walk together without having met? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a great beast let out a cry from its den without having made a capture? Does a bird drop on the ground in a trap with no snare there? Does a trap spring up from the ground unless it has caught something? When a ram's horn is sounded in a town, do the people not take alarm? Can misfortune come to a town if Adonai has not caused it? Indeed, Adonai Elohim does nothing without having revealed the divine purpose to God's servants, the prophets. A lion has roared, who can but fear? Adonai Elohim has spoken, who can but prophesy?
You've been listening to the Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.